The first time he came, he was crowned with a crown of thorns. The next time he comes, John the Revelator said, and on his head shall sit many crowns upon many crowns. For he is King of all kings and Lord of all lords. Let all the earth rejoice. There is a God in Israel. There is an almighty, all-knowing force called God, who is not intimidated by humanity. He holds the seas in the balance of his hand. He weighs the mountains in a scale and the hills in a balance. He is not just a good teacher. He is either Lord or liar. He is Savior or charlatan. He is not a good man. He is the Son of God, the Holy One of Israel.
Well, I haven't asked her to sign on it yet, but we do have 73 co-sponsors, and I guess we could get many more co-sponsors, because I think people, maybe the 72% is going to reflect in Congress, and I believe that, maybe even higher. So, but we wanted to bring to the attention, and I don't know that most people, the business community, recognizes that 72% of the people think it's okay, because it seems like every year more and more people are shying away from Merry Christmas and using Happy Holidays or some other means of expressing this, this special
judgments about behavior and celebrate secular rather than religious philosophy. Now, these people have the media on their side. They also have a lot of money to promote their causes and candidates, and they can be extremely vicious. By the way, I think Walmart, was it Walmart producers? I believe it was Walmart that was accused of doing too many of the Happy Holiday things. It came out with a commercial saying, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. They gave the whole litany of the thing. Is there anything wrong with that tag?
Secular progressive forces have made huge gains in America over the past 10 years. But the SPs remain frustrated because religious Americans still far outnumber them, and the religious Americans are standing in the way of a truly secular country. Thus, religion itself has to be diminished. And what is the biggest religious display? Well, Christmas, of course. That's why you're seeing all the nonsense.
Mrs. Claus is having an affair with Frosty.
That's why you're seeing all the nonsense.
There a is. Children's Christmas icon and right. Make her a murderous adulteress?
That's why you're seeing all the nonsense.
Oh, an illicit affair during a marriage.
That's why you're seeing all the nonsense. Santa Claus's marriage. Now,
Christ's birthday.
We have a brand new BillO'Reilly.com poll question for you. How stupid am I? There's the question.
Christ's birthday.
Should we burn these people at the stake?
The Virgin Mary, who was a virgin.
I'm a virgin.
Yes. Well, it's up to you to decide. Ladies and gentlemen, vote now.
It's absolutely inflexible. She's to be examined and executed by Joseph.
And Lord's a leaping.
And the community on the spot. What would be the natural
reaction for
anyone who knew she was going to be killed if her condition became known?
Six geese a laying.
It would be fear. It would be regret. It would be. It would be shame. There would be tears. There would be secrecy. There would be seclusion. She would run and hide and try to save her life. So what did Mary do?
The war, there's just war on Christmas.
She ran, all right. She ran straight to the house.
Ten lords are leaping.
Christmas. There is a war on Christmas.
Your ancestors.
There's a war on Christmas.
And then all the community would join in until Mary was stoned to a bloody pulp and was dead.
The war. Secular progressives don't want Christmas because that stands in the way of drug legalization.